This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Last name is Call, C-O-L-L. Date of birth is 11-3-1933. Date of evaluation 12-15-2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of insomnia. History of present illness, this is a 90 years old female who was admitted here on 12-7-2023 upon transfer from Trinity Health. Patient's chart indicates that she had a fall and suffered from multiple fractures of the ribs on the right side. Patient has a history of chronic respiratory failure, emphysema, ASHD, history of chronic embolism and thrombosis of deep veins of right lower extremity, pressure ulcer of sacral region, congestive heart failure, history of COVID-19, and multiple other medical problems. As reported in his chart, period patient was admitted here on Zolpidem 5 milligram HSPRN. Which she has been taking for a long time and reports it helps with her sleep. Period. She's on oxycodone for pain. And described her pain on the scale of 1 to 10 as 10. Period. She expressed some feelings of helplessness, but denied any feelings of hopelessness. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Period. Patient talked about her husband, who is supportive of her, and she reports that she has three daughters and a son. Period. Reports that at home she was watching TV, and sometimes friends will come over. Period reports that they had some help for cleaning their place. Next paragraph, she denied any history of psychiatric treatments, but reports that a long time ago she saw a psychologist and attributes that to dealing with the daughter who was, quote, wild, unquote. Reports, I'm glad I did not kill her. Next paragraph, patient's chart indicates that I had seen her previously in 2021. Post, she had a fall and suffered from fracture of the superior rim of left pubis. Patient does have a history of taking Zoloft for a short time. She had previously admitted that she was taking THC for a long time with good response. Next paragraph. Review system, general ongoing pain, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness and pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergist, non-reported. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, prior outpatient, psychiatric treatment. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, or next paragraph, social history, current occupation, retired as school bus driver, current relationship, married, number of children, 4. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required to inform and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, blood pressure 110 over 51, pulse 80, respiration 20. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriate room, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech soft, clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content no, suicidal, homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to time, person, place, memory, intact for recent events, attention, concentration, fair, fun of knowledge, fair, judgment and insight, fair, comments, long-standing history of sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, assessment plan, primary insomnia, 51.01 plans, continue Ambien, 5 mg HSPRN as prescribed, period encouraged, practice of sleep hygiene, and staff should encourage patient to stay awake in the daytime. Number 2, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21 plans, continuous supportive therapy, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or any new behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, a procedure code 99305 under supplemental administration, common side effects of hypnotics, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation. Thank you.